Day 7. In the presence of my enemies. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. How great is your goodness, which you bestow in the sight of man on those who take refuge in you. Psalm 23, 4 and 31, 19. You will be brought before kings and governors, and all on account of my name, and so you will bear witness to me. Luke 21, 12, 13. Mary and Marisia were sentenced to death in Iran for sharing their Christian faith. In prison, they were treated very badly, even worse than other prisoners because they were Christian. At first, they prayed for release. However, they soon discovered that they had more freedom to share the gospel inside prison than outside it. They shared Jesus with hundreds of prisoners before international pressure brought about their release. Corrie ten Boom under the Nazis and Richard Wagner Brand under communists found the same situation. Paul and Silas sang in prison, encouraging themselves, but also preparing the way for salvation for the jailer. God does not willingly let his dear children suffer, but if he does, it's for a good reason. We learn this from their experiences. If we can see this and willingly submit to difficult situations for God's glory and the good of others, we shatter the evil attack of our enemy. The Lord blesses us, but often in the presence of our enemies. Enemies can mean people, but also spiritual forces or situations. He blesses us in their sight and lets us suffer in their sight. He favors, protects, and rescues us, but he does not promise to remove our enemies from our sight. This is not what we prefer. We want worldly peace, the complete absence of enemies. The peace God gives us comes because we trust in his rod and staff and focus on the good he is doing for us. He wants us to enjoy his blessings in the presence of our enemies because it shows his power to us and against our enemies. By allowing ourselves to enjoy his blessings in difficult circumstances, we prove our trust in him and please him. Lord, what others have intended for bad, you have intended for good. Help me to hold up the shield of faith against the darts of hurt and doubt. Strengthen my belief that you may work good in all things. By your Holy Spirit, give me the wisdom and power to overcome evil with good in this situation. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.